Okay, klalim. So really, I mean, this klalim should really be done before the kitzur, not at the end. All right, because it says klalim. Dvarim kama pamim on many some things that are going to be brought in this sefer many times. Lefarshim that I am not going to be able to explain them in each place. I mean, not be able to. I don't need to explain to them, right? This is the equivalent of like a shortcut text. So agudel. So what's an agudel? So hainu shamaydin be'etzba agudel, that you measure with the finger called an agudel. Hu etzba ha'av, diamond finger. That's the thick finger, which is the thumb. B'makam harachav, and you measure it in the wide part, like over here where it gets wider. So when it says how many etzbais, so that's what it is. Shu b'makam hakesher shebein shnei aprakim, it's by the knuckle, in between the two. And the two parts of the finger. Fine, some intestine gimel. Shuv, Herani, Nechti, Habacher, Yecheskel, Benet. Right? My grandson, Yecheskel, Benet. Neiru, Yor, Mashikosav, Hashach, Simon, Mem, Vav, Sif, Katan, Yud, Gimel. What the Shach says over there. And there the Shach discusses, the space in, but like if you put two thumbs, one on top, well, on top of the other, there's going to be a little airspace in there. Masha kasa prima godam sham vano hanira leinenu kasavnu. Fine. Umaydin be'etzva shal adam beinani, and you measure with a average person's thing of who kemai shiva garine sa'ira, and it's like seven seeds of seven kernels of barley, menachem zayit zozeh v'rochban, put next to each other widthwise. And wherever you hear the word stam etzba, agudel kaze, it's the width of this type of finger, meaning the thumb. Tefach, tefachu arba agudalin. The tefach is four thumbs, thumb widths. Ama he shisha tefachim, and ama six tefachim. He laerech ama. Ba'amish, shehi, shleisha reva amma, viner hanahuga b'minyaseinu. Fine. Fa'amim esharon ha'amma b'shisha tvachim d'chukizu. Sometimes when you're measuring six tvachim, it's called, it's very tight. V'nikra amma etzeves, and it's called a sad amma. That's what it really was, meaning it's shrunk together. So fa'amim esharon ha'amma b'shisha tvachim revachis, more wide. And that's called an ama seicheches, which is happy, which is loose. We go, each one we go lechumra, meaning when it's a minimum size, then we go with the loose. And when it's a maximum size, we go with the small, with the more condensed. Mil hu shnei alafim ama, that's 2,000 amas. Hu shir hiluch adam beinini ches yud minutin, right? 18 minutes. Parsa is parsa hi arba mil. Parsa is 4 mil, which is 18 times four, right? Ben hashmashes hi yud gimel minutin v'chatzi, and it's 13.5 minutes. Kaidem tzeisak v'chavim. That's the Rabbeinu Tam version of it. The Gra says the other way around. Fine. Kidei dibur haynu shir shiyuchan lomer shloisha teves elu. Kedei Dibur is the amount of times it says to take the say these three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. But Toik Dei Dibur Perusha Shelo Yishe Kol Kach. Whenever it says Toik Dei Dibur, it means you shouldn't wait too much. Beitza hi shel tarnegoyles. It means a chicken's egg. Imkli Pasa with its shell. Loi gadol loi katana, not large, not small. Elabenus. It's a medium-sized egg. Kazayas is a half egg. Revias hi kamay beitzo umechza. Revias is a 1.5 eggs. Bamadida hi, and this is the measurement. Mamale kli b'mayim, you fill up a kli with water. This is called displacement. Umaara es amayim lekli acher, then you fill up the water into another kli. V'achar kach yitein l'saych kli zeh she'eira mimenu es amayim. Then you take from this kli that you poured for water from shleisha beitzim, 3 eggs. Then you go put the water back into it. And the leftover water is a chatzimem, half of that water is a revius. When you put into a kli one egg, as a hamayim sheyasiru, the water that's left over, a chatzimem hu kazayas, half is a kazayas. Ayin tor shulchan aruch harachayim, fine. Pras hu arba beitzim beinanim. That's four medium-sized eggs. V'yesh ayrim shloisha gedoilim k'tas. Three that are a little large. Yesh ayrim ki abeitzim asher bezmanenu niskatnu harbe min abeitzim asher yeh bezman ha-gemara. Now this is where you get into the whole mitzi matzah situation of how big the matzahs are. All right? So the beitzim that are in our times are so small, Asher, that that were in this Maragamar. Ain't a rakam a chatzi beitzah, half an egg. Anytime it says kizayis, it's like a whole egg. And an egg is like two eggs. Urevius, he. And Revius is three eggs. And if you machmer, you get a bracha. So, as is known, the Mishnah Berurah's pesach is that for the derisas we're machmer, for the rabbanans we're not machmer. Kimaloi lugmav means a cheekful. Kimaloi lugmav, and this comes up a lot now with Yom Kippur with Shiurim. Kimaloi lugmav, who mashke shenaitel bepiv. It's liquid that you put into your mouth. You push it to one side, and then you see the cheek sticking out. And we evaluate that every person the way they are, meaning it's subjective. A large person according to his size. And in Adam Beinoni, it's a roiv revius. Chameshes mine dagon, five grains. Chameshes mine dagon hein chita usa'ira. That's wheat, barley, kusmin, spelt, shibayla shul, oats, shifine is rye. And we will stop there, and everybody should have a fine night. Tomorrow, with Hashem, we will be learning around Be'erach 9:15, 9:20, and we will start Chaydish Elul. Okay. Sagazant.